noises from. We're just going to deal with it. Welcome back to the Loud Neighbors podcast. We didn't end yet.
Nope.
I have sneaking suspicions that as Colin's sleep becomes more and more deteriorated, along with his mental state.
So far, it's been all right. Get a little less sleep, but not really.
How's it going?
Going good.
Now that you're a dad, we've decided to completely change the format of this show where Colin's just going to tell you all how to raise your kids. Now that he's an expert, it seems that you're the expert, Mark.
Yep.
So write in your parenting questions.
Yep. And I'll happily answer all of them.
And Colin will tell you how it's done.
With as much...
With old-timey Irish wisdom, like get your kid shit-faced on whiskey when he starts teething. Or beat him with a stick.
Yes. I don't know why. Well, apparently, when you become a parent,
yeah,
Facebook knows it, and the algorithm starts posting all these like kid-related videos.
Oh, Jesus.
I saw one yesterday. It's pretty funny. It's like these people standing around at a barbecue, kids playing, and this little girl starts, you know, calling for her dad. Some kid took her toy, and he walks over and tells the kid, "Give the toy back." And the kid like refuses, so he slaps the shit out of the kid, and the kid hands it back. And the kid's dad walks up, the guy just slaps shit out of him, and like four other people walk up, slaps all of them, and then like nine cops walk into the backyard, and he's just backhanding all of them.
That shit's old. It's
pretty funny though.
Video is old.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, Colin.
So
now that you're a parent, now that you got a kid, now that you're a family man.
Ooh, yeah.
Is Family Circus hilarious to you? Do you sit down and read Family Circus and you're like, oh, those wacky, this is what it's like to be a family.
That it's show a, ever not? Was that the show, that comic strip ever not funny?
Oh my God.
Family Circus was stupid. There was only like three comic strips I ever fucking read, dude.
Foxtrot,
Garfield, Calvin and Hobbes. And that was about it.
No love for the Far Side, huh? The Far Side, you might be.
Yeah, I mean, I was probably too young to really get Far Side.
I fucking love the Far Side.
Yeah, I guess there was some funny Far Side stuff, but it wasn't one I looked forward to. And like, did anybody ever read the fucking Prince Valiant one?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You don't love Prince Valiant?
What the dumbest thing ever.
What about Gasoline Alley? That one's a banger.
Oh, I forgot that existed. Fuck. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, there's some bad comic. I don't understand how half of those things lasted in there. Oh, there was that one with the caveman.
Yeah.
What was, not the caveman, but the fucking like Viking. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And Wizard of Id was always Wizard pretty of funny. Id
could be. Hagar the Horrible.
There you go. I like that one.
Yeah. I mean, I was explaining to somebody the comic Andy Capp the other day. Do you remember Andy Capp?
Yes.
He was a soccer hooligan who beat his wife.
I just remember
that was the joke.
I remember the fries.
Yeah, Andy Capp's hot fries.
Yeah.
Yeah, the comic was, like he, was the just a, fries. He was just a soccer hooligan who would get into fights, and him and his wife would get into fights.
Oh, okay.
And beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was a comic strip about domestic violence. It was the,
it was the best.
God. Fucking Andy Capp.
Fuck.
Hilarious.
Wow.
Like, oh, married life, guys. It's just a constant fisticuffs.
Perfect. Wow. Ah, man. No. Still don't. The one thing I'm really not looking forward to is as she gets a little older, then all like the baby cartoons start.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah. I was talking to April about it this morning. Like, she's like, "Is Colin gonna come over and brag about his kids?" I can't remember. I'm like, fuck all of that. I don't want to watch Caillou, and I never want to listen to Baby Shark.
Oh, my God.
So enjoy Baby Shark for the rest of your life.
Baby Shark's not even the worst of it.
No, Caillou is. Caillou is the worst.
No, there's worse.
Than Caillou?
There's worse.
I don't think there is.
There is. I live with a 9-year-old. I've known her since she was 4.
Yeah.
There's fucking worse.
Than Caillou?
Yes.
What's worse than Caillou? Peppa Pig, maybe?
No, there was this fucking... baby finger song that became popular.
Although
I wanted to, I mean,
I think I know you probably won't. You liked Babar, didn't you?
God, Babar was stupid.
You'll probably be fine since you liked Babar.
I didn't like Babar. Babar was the toys that only Arby's had because they couldn't get real licenses.
You were a big Babar fan.
Fucking Babar was dumb. Jesus.
So. God damn.
And so when we were little, we never liked going to Arby's because nobody wanted the Babar toys.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. I want Disney stuff.
Yeah.
And
or,
like.
Or Batman.
Yeah. I want cool stuff, not fucking Babar. The only thing they ever fucking had in their kids' meals.
Why did that cartoon exist?
I don't know.
Who watched that shit?
That was an HBO cartoon as well.
It was premium.
Ugh.
Who the fuck watched that crap?
Dude, I don't understand who watches a lot of this shit. I think I'll be fine. VeggieTales is a thing. That was always pretty clever.
VeggieTales has jokes.
And I mean, I'll just put SpongeBob on for the kid.
SpongeBob.
There's enough SpongeBob to last her until she's like five.
It's true.
Because
the trick is to not let the kid know other things exist.
Right.
Basically ban her from, definitely don't ever let her touch YouTube.
No.
It'll ruin them.
Yeah. YouTube is bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Like the kids oriented shit on there
is the worst.
Kids YouTube is awful.
Yeah.
Like, because it's not even, like, things that are creatively made. It's just fucking rich families who are like, I want my kids to be YouTube famous and make fucking really bad videos of them doing fucking the dumbest shit.
Yeah.
Like, and kids watch. I'm like, this is worse than fucking Let's Plays.
Yeah.
You're already doing this stuff. Just go fucking do it in your room.
Yeah.
Like, why...
Because kids don't have friends anymore, so they just make friends with YouTube.
Also, speaking of kid famous internet stars, have you heard the story about the girl in Texas who she's like 15-year-old TikToker?
No.
And her parents are like, oh, she's a TikTok star. We encourage her to be on TikTok and wear fucking half-cut shirts. And
okay.
So some stalker decided to start stalking her.
Right.
And came to their house. He had a gun. The dad ended up shooting the kid.
Nice.
And they're all like, oh, it's so terrible. And I can't believe this happened. I'm like, really? You can't fucking believe this happened? You didn't know monsters exist on the internet and you exposed your kid purposely to them?
I mean,
you're a fucking moron.
Not gonna.
No, he's a moron. He should have got shot too. Both of them should have got shot.
Because there's Hollywood has been doing it for 100 years. I'm not going to be like, well, you shouldn't try to get your piece of the action just because there's lunatics out there.
Not no, gonna, they shouldn't. They
if should. You go outside, Colin, you're just as guilty as that guy.
No, that's
because there are monsters right outside your front door. If you buy a house in the neighborhood you live in, you're as bad as that man for putting his daughter on the internet because there are monsters next door to you. I've met them. They're your parents.
Wow. Jeez. No.
They're your little brother.
It's all about, it's the economy of scale, Trevor.
Yeah.
I'm exposing her to like, you know, a couple dozen people.
Yeah.
That guy is exposing his daughter to a couple million people.
Yeah, I guess.
It's fucking weird. It's super fucking weird. Like, first of all, that platform shouldn't be for kids. And I know it's aimed at kids almost exclusively.
Well, I don't think the internet should be for the this goes back to my, look.
I know.
I will solve the problem. Lock down the internet and only let Disney broadcast on the internet, and it fixes all of the internet problems.
Or you just don't fucking let your kid have free reign of the internet.
No, you can't do that.
Hey, why?
Don't let anybody have free reign of the internet.
Well,
that's the problem.
Don't let anybody post wherever the fuck they want on the internet.
Don't let anybody post on the internet, period.
But
just get rid of the internet as it exists today and turn it into cable television.
Ah, oh, God. There's a lot of good stuff on the internet that I'd miss.
What?
Like, name, a lot of my YouTube channels I watch.
Name two things.
Linus Tech Tips. He's good.
He'd probably get picked up by a fucking network.
How would he? He'd have to get started somehow.
Yeah.
He got started.
He's already started.
He got started because of YouTube, though.
He's already started. They'll pick him up.
Lazy game reviews, same thing.
No, that sucks. It can go away.
It doesn't suck. It's
you know
great.
How many fucking professional video game review sites there are?
He's not. No. He doesn't do video game reviews. What he does is old, like, computing stuff. It's pretty cool, actually.
Nobody gives a shit.
I do.
Nobody gives a shit. I think it's not awesome. One person gives a shit.
Except for, like, his many hundreds of thousands of fans.
Fuck them all. Shit. They don't deserve him.
Also, what I just said, I'm just going to totally contradict myself. Yeah. So he goes thrifting and records it, and I like watching that. Even though I can go thrifting myself.
So my,
it's like a real life, it's like a let's play for thrifting.
So you're part of the problem.
Yeah, well, you know.
You support this.
Look, I'm an adult, though.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you, Colin?
Yeah, I just had a baby.
That doesn't make you an adult.
I'm an adult.
Oh, my God.
I'm an adult. I have a job. I make money. I buy toys I don't need.
Yeah, some of those things are true, but the first one I still question. Fuck.
Whatever.
We recorded last Friday, right?
Yeah, it's probably.
Last Saturday I watched a movie, Colin.
Okay, what'd you watch?
I watched the worst movie ever made.
Oh, no.
And I mean the worst movie ever made. And not a funny, like, not an intentionally bad movie like a sci-fi original or a Sharknado where it's just, oh, we made this on no budget and didn't put any editing or effort into it to make it look like shit. Huh? That's the joke. No, this was a movie that somebody really put some work into and thought they had written a solid gold script.
Was it a Maddox movie?
It might as well have been. Okay. Are you familiar with the character Stuttering John Melendez from the Howard Stern show?
Jesus, yes.
So in 2008, National Lampoon's decided to option the script that Stuttering John wrote, starring Stuttering John, called One Too Many. The number one, the number two, many. The premise of this movie is Stuttering John Melendez is such a womanizer, is such a player, is such a gigolo that he can't stand to be in a relationship unless he can sleep with other women.
Oh.
So it's a romantic comedy where Stuttering John is trying to find a woman.
Hold on a second. Why did you watch this?
I'll get to that. Where Stuttering John is trying to find a woman who will date him, but then also have threesomes.
Oh my God.
First of all, they approach this premise like this chick would not exist in the real world. Like, half the women on the planet aren't having threesomes with their significant others anyway.
Right.
Like, it's not an incredibly common thing. They treat it like this is this wild fucking out there, nobody has ever considered it before plan.
Yeah. That was 2008.
That he sets up several times in the first 20. So the movie starts with him. Okay, this is why we watched it. Let me back up. I listen to this podcast called Who Are These Podcasts?
Yeah, of course, that's where it came from.
Every week they do a Stuttering John segment where they just make fun of the Stuttering John podcast. And every now and then they mention that he made this terrible fucking movie. And so last Saturday I'm at work talking to my buddy Andy because I got mandated. I'm like, Andy, what are you doing tonight? And he's like, nothing. I'm like, want to watch the Stuttering John movie? And he's like, yes, I do. So Andy came over and we just sat down and watched the Stuttering John movie together. It was fucking hilarious. Like, not intentionally. There was no jokes in this movie. Let me make it clear. All the jokes he wrote, they weren't funny. There were no jokes in this movie. It was bad. It was so goddamn funny to see how Stuttering John thinks people interact that it, goddamn, I kind of want to buy it.
Oh, Jesus.
And watch it again. But, so it starts off with Stuttering John and his therapist talking about how he just broke up with this fucking girl again and blah, 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 because he couldn't stop cheating on her. And then he says to the therapist, I know what I gotta do. I gotta meet a girl who will let me sleep with other girls. And then there's like a 10-minute date montage of him going on first dates, like in Coming to America, but not funny.
Mm-hmm.
Except for one. There was one joke in there that was funny. And he went on this date with this chick who just would not stop to just bep, 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 just talking endlessly. And that was funny.
Right? That sounds hilarious.
It was hilarious. So anyway, after this 10-minute going on dates montage where he doesn't meet anybody who will let him sleep with other women.
Yeah.
He starts talking to his buddy about all these failed dates. And then he looks at his buddy and he gets this bright idea, Colin. What I gotta do is find a girl who I can go on dates with who will let me sleep with other women. Like, he had just come up with it for the first time. Like, the first 10 minutes of this movie hadn't happened. Like, just completely resetting the film. Like he fucking filmed an opening, like, three different openings to this movie.
Did this movie not have, like, an editor or
Yes, Stuttering John Melendez.
Jesus Christ.
He did it all. And starred in it.
I mean, there hasn't been a good National Lampoon movie in fucking 30 years anyway.
No, so. It's because they just let... Because National Lampoon's doesn't actually option this. You just pay National Lampoon's $15 and you can put National Lampoon's on your movie.
Gotcha.
That's what happens.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Hmm.
So after he sets this up with his friend, it cuts to a scene of him as a birthday party, child's birthday party clown.
Okay.
I don't know why. And then the guy he's doing the clown for says, I've got an acting gig for you. And then the next 20 minutes of the movie is, like, I think a pilot for a sitcom he wrote that makes no sense because it's him acting on a show, but it's just, like, random clips with no jokes of a completely unrelated thing that sure. have nothing to do with anything.
Sounds great.
And then he goes out for drinks after this with one of the girls on the cast, and they get to talking. And he says, want to hear something crazy? I want to meet a girl who will let me sleep with other girls. And she says, I would let a guy sleep with other girls. And then there's a 10-minute montage of, like, every fucking cliche, like, romantic comedy dating scene packed together with, like, no reason. They just all of a sudden they're in love and, like, splashing water and, like, rubbing cake on each other's, like, just all the most cliche dumb fucking shit for the next 10 minutes. And then they start having threesomes, and then they break up because she didn't like having threesomes. And that's the movie. It's fucking terrible.
Crickets?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
It was so fucking bad. I don't know why they made this movie. I don't know why anybody let them make this movie, bro. There's a scene.
Oh, my God.
There's a scene where him and this chick go to the club, like the nightclub, to go dancing. It's, like, clearly just a fucking bedroom with curtains hung on the walls and, like, a string light. And then he goes over to the bar and it's just a bar top, but there's no booze behind it or shelves or anything. Like, there was no budget for a set. So it's just a guy at a bar counter and then, like, this room with the curtains and, like, three or four other people dancing around them. And that's the nightclub scene.
Mm.
It's so fucking bad.
Jeez.
Holy shit.
That sounds brilliant.
This fucking Tommy Wiseau's The Room has nothing on this movie, is all I'm saying. It's fucking terrible. The way he thinks relationships work.
It's like worse than Uwe Boll movies.
Yeah, I would fucking... I mean, I genuinely enjoy watching that fucking zombie one. House of... Whatever the zombie fucking...
Like House of the Dead?
House of the Dead. That movie's terrible, but it's funny.
Yeah. God damn, that's fucking awful. The
fucking movie was terrible.
I didn't watch anything new. I just watched a bunch of old movies that I ripped to my
Stuttering John Plex as a server. Playboy.
I was watching School Ties.
School Ties.
Matt Damon, fucking Brendan Fraser. Brendan Fraser's like, it's the 1950s. They're a private Catholic school, and Brendan Fraser's this Jewish kid who's like fucking stud quarterback, and he gets recruited by the school to play, you know, quarterback for him, but
all right,
doesn't want to tell anybody he's a Jew because it's the 1950s and everybody's right. A fucking piece of shit.
Sure.
Oh my God, how did Matt Damon manage to play such a piece of shit prick in every role, like almost every role he ever did?
Maybe he's just a piece of shit prick.
Maybe. Matt, but he's Damon. Really fucking good at it.
Yeah.
God damn. I can't believe you've never seen that. It's a great fucking movie.
Why does every movie that Brendan Fraser does take place in the 1950s or before?
Not every movie. I mean,
Blast from the Past.
I mean, they all, a lot of them start before, but they don't all take place.
The Mummy movies.
Encino Man.
fucking, what's the Dudley Do-Right? Fucking... All these movies are from the 50s.
I love Brendan Fraser.
He's great.
He's so fucking good. God, man, I fucking wish. It's such a wasted opportunity in the early 2000s not to do a live action Dragon Ball Z and have him as Goku.
Yeah.
Would have been fucking great.
For sure.
That movie's really good, though. I've liked that for a long time.
I'll have to check that out. You should watch Doom Patrol if you like Brandon Fraser so much.
And I know. I've watched some of it. It's weird. It's a little too weird for me.
Yeah. They go into that goat.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. It's fucking bizarre as shit, man. God damn. That's like a fever dream.
Yeah. I love that show.
I watch Uncle Buck. I made the stepkid watch Big yesterday.
Yeah.
His mom wanted to take a nap. I was like, we're good. So my stepdaughter, she's 9. All she wants to do is watch either The Goldbergs or My Name is Earl.
Okay.
They shouldn't watch anything else. It's like the same two shows, which is fine because I think they're both funny shows.
One of those is pretty funny.
Yeah.
One of those is The Goldbergs.
I know. I enjoy them.
Yes.
I enjoy My Name is Earl more, of course.
I should hope so.
Fuck, that show's perfect. Perfect, except it ends, like, just ends.
Yeah.
No, they no didn't conclusion.
Finish it.
No, because I think when the last season hit was right around the writer's strike. I think it hit right before the writer's strike it ended, so they just never picked it back up. Which really sucked, because goddamn, that show is fucking perfect. And all the women on there are just smoking hot.
Maybe Netflix will come back to it.
That's too... I honestly think Jason Lee's like done with the acting thing. He's just like doing photography now.
Oh.
Which is whatever. Also, I don't know that Randy would work as fucking... Or Ethan Suplee would work as Randy anymore. The fat, semi-retarded guy.
You don't think...
Now he's jacked as fuck.
You don't think they could make funny jokes out of that? About him being ripped all of his... About him being like maybe. Fucking 15 years later and he's still like fucking up and then... But his brother's like buff as shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. So, there's a... It's kind of a... An arc in the show, the maid of the hotel they live in,
yeah.
Catalina, she's Mexican, illegal right. immigrant, fucking gorgeous. She dances at Club Chubby's and her signature dance is she just jumps, little tiny jumps, her boobs bounce. Randy's like in love with her. They first see her and he's just like dibs. So like the whole show, he's trying to get, you know, attract her, but he's
right.
Doesn't really work with people. And finally she's about to get kicked out of the country, so he like offers to marry her, and they go to have sex, and she's like freaked out. She didn't want to do it, so she like makes herself all gross and rubs cheese all over herself. And fucking they have sex, and Randy's just like disgusted the whole time. Afterwards he's just like, yeah, this isn't gonna work. Like he finally gets her and he's just like done, and she's like in love with him. Oh funny. Fuck, that show's great. But yeah, so she always wants to watch those things, and I was just like, you know what, let's watch a movie. So we watched Big.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie, pretty funny. Tom Hanks, good yeah. actor.
Little kid wishes at a Zoltan fucking wish machine that yep. he could be big.
Yeah, because he couldn't get on a ride at an amusement park. Oh,
that's
park.
Right.
Yeah, because he liked that girl who was like a foot taller than him.
And then he gets a job playing with toys.
Yeah.
And like, that movie made you think you could get a fucking like
job
a
playing with toys.
West Side condo making $100,000 a year to play with fucking toys.
Oh my God, that fucking apartment. That movie lied was so to cool. me. Yeah, well, it's because you grew up and you no longer had it.
What do you? You don't think I could play with toys right now,
although,
Colin?
I really
I'm
have
just picking
to,
up.
You don't have to show them all to me.
You want me to pick up my Batmans over here or my Ninja Turtles over there?
I have to say though, like, I disagree with him. I think the fucking robot that turns into a building was kind of cool.
It was dope. It was doubly dope and when they called it fucking...
And he was like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
That was Tom Hanks. He didn't get it. He's like, yeah. Why couldn't it be like a bug or something?
Metroplex was dope.
Yeah, that was a pretty fucking cool toy. I would have totally taken one of those.
They made one. Autobot City was a fucking robot that turned into a building.
Was it really?
Yeah. He was awesome.
One of my biggest regrets ever was in the early 2000s. Transformers is before the movies came out, but like the toys just like had a resurgence. Yeah. There might have been a show or something. that maybe got popular. And they were still making like decent quality Transformer toys.
Yeah.
And I got like a Subaru WRX.
Nice.
I ended up giving it to my little brother. I almost bought, they fucking had a Unicron.
Yeah.
It was dope as, like, it was fucking huge. The thing was like the size of the fucking Technodrome.
Okay.
Is about that size. It's fucking cool as shit. And I didn't get it because it was like, it was like $50 or something at the time. And I'm like,
For anybody who isn't from the 80s, Unicron is a Transformer that transforms into a planet. He's basically if the Death Star was a Transformer.
Yeah.
And he eats planets.
Yeah. Fucking awesome.
Then he's voiced by fucking
Orson Welles.
Orson Welles.
Yep. Yeah. That shit was cool as fuck. Man, Transformers was different. That's a fucking neat show.
Yeah.
God damn. Like, out of all the shows that were like made to sell fucking toys, that might have been one of my favorite ones. And I don't know if that one was expressly made to sell toys, but it definitely was
100%
used,
made to sell toys. The toys existed before the show.
Yeah. Well, okay.
In a series of different toy lines in Japan.
Okay.
And then somebody in America bought rights to these multiple different toy lines. And combined like all these different transforming toy lines from Japan, and they're like, make a cartoon out of this so we can sell these in America.
Yeah.
That's why Megatron is a gun, because it was a transforming gun that was just a standalone transforming gun in Japan. That's why it makes no fucking sense.
Right. Soundwave was awesome.
Yes.
He's a tape player.
Yep.
Fucking awesome. Goddamn, toys were cool as shit.
Yes.
I mean, they're still cool toys, but they're expensive now. Well,
I think the thing about Transformers that beats out a lot of the other shit of the time is that, like, there's a cool idea there that could be adapted into cool things if they put effort. I mean, I guess He-Man could, but He-Man at its base is stupid.
Yeah.
Silverhawks, as cool as the Silverhawks are and the Thundercats
are. I really
like
He-Man, but yes.
It's all stupid.
I thought Thundercats was one of those shows that was a lot fucking, like, that was kind of a cool show.
It's the worst of them.
Really?
To go back and watch.
Really?
It is so bad. Like,
they did a fucking remake in the 2000s that was really fucking good.
Really?
Though. Yeah.
The like, if you try to watch that old shit, the voice acting in Thundercats.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of, I mean.
It's the worst of all of them.
Is it?
It's bad.
Well, yeah. I guess
except
that's
except for
probably.
Snarf. Snarf is great.
Snarf. Snarf. God damn it.
Yeah, it's all so fucking stilted and weirdly delivered. Like, hello, Lion-O, let's go stop Mumra.
Yeah, that is fucking true. Voice acting wasn't what it is now.
Yeah.
Because we've evolved.
They also didn't give a shit. It was for,
that's true.
It was for dumb fucking five-year-olds to sell them toys.
Yeah.
And as long as He-Man had an infinite amount of muscles on his muscles, it didn't matter how dumb he sounded.
That's true. His fucking obliques and shit are just like ridiculous. And there was also, I mean, even before that, there was like the fucking Herculoids.
Yep.
Fucking Thundar the Barbarian, which was basically He-Man before He-Man in just a, you know, different set. The premise of Thundar was fucking great.
Yeah.
You know, post-apocalyptic fucking Washington, D.C., which I think is also part of the reason I really enjoyed playing Fallout 3.
Because of Thundar the Barbarian?
Yes.
That's fair.
No, that fucking show was great.
I wish you watched that fucking Ninja Turtles cartoon from Nickelodeon.
I've watched a decent amount of it. I should watch more.
So every season of that, there's a cartoon that Leonardo is really into. Like, it's Star Trek in one season, it's Star Trek The Next Generation in one season. In one of the seasons, it's fucking Thundar the Barbarian.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's like a little bit He-Man, a little bit Herculoids, but clearly Thundar the Barbarian.
Yeah. Yeah, I should sit down. Oh, there you go. I can watch that with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That show's fucking great.
Fuck yeah. Because honestly, kids don't care.
Yeah.
It's cartoons. It's colors and... Yeah, that's perfect.
And that one is really well written, so you'll enjoy it and she'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
And April O'Neil's a big part of it, so there's a girl character and she's not a fucking ditzy reporter in it. She's just like a teenage girl who's kicking ass with the turtles, so.
Okay. That sounds pretty cool. Yeah, they did a remake of Thundercats in the 2000s. They also did a remake of He-Man in the 2000s. That was the Masters of the Universe remake.
I've heard
really
that one
good.
Was good.
Yeah. It ended, though. They, like, didn't finish it.
Yeah.
Which, that fucking happens.
Did you watch the new one? The Teela?
No.
Teela and the Masters of the Universe?
I had no interest.
You don't want to watch Teela and the Masters of the Universe?
No, I want to watch fucking He-Man. Not for one episode and then not again.
Written by Kevin Smith, so you know there's, like, just a ton of Teela making blowjob jokes.
Jesus Christ.
Don't you want to see that?
Nope, not really.
Just want to see Teela giggling at herself because she's high.
Or the weird new She-Ra.
No, that...
That was...
The no-boobs She-Ra.
Yeah, that
Who
was
wants
weird.
No-boobs She-Ra?
That's like teen She-Ra. Like, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Dumb.
Teenagers aren't heroes unless they're in a half shell.
Yeah. Or Spider-Man.
Or, I mean, there's that. Yeah, I didn't really watch anything else. Just basic stuff. Watch a lot of YouTube stuff, you know. Yeah,
I pretty much watched that one movie I wanted to, I was very excited to share with you.
That sounds fucking awful.
It was. We should watch it sometime. I think you would really not enjoy any part of it. I think you would just absolutely hate all of your time with it.
I'm sure I would.
You know Batman comes out next week, Colin?
I don't care.
What the fuck?
I don't care.
Colin.
It's not going to be good.
What? Are you crazy?
When's the last time a good Batman came out? 2007?
Yeah, 2022 is the answer to that.
Yeah,
we'll see. It looks real fucking good.
We'll see. The last three you said that about as well.
This one looks real fucking good,
though. You said that about the last couple.
It's a standalone Batman movie.
You were like, Batfleck is going to be the best, and then it was awful.
No, Batman was great in those movies.
Yeah, but the movies are dog shit.
The movie sucked.
Yeah.
But every part with
Batman
in it were good. This movie's just Batman.
I know, but it doesn't
matter.
Unrelated
to the DCU.
It doesn't matter how fucking good Batman is if the movie's dog shit.
Yeah, but what if it's just Batman? Then the movie won't be dog shit, is my point. If those movies had cut out every part that wasn't Batman, they would have been good.
Okay, I mean, maybe.
I'm right.
You're not, though.
I am.
Because Val Kilmer was a good Batman, too.
That movie's the best fucking Batman movie.
I mean, it's not.
Batman Forever is fucking great, bro.
It's I mean, it's better than Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it at the time, but I definitely wouldn't say it's the best Batman movie.
You're right. It's the third best Batman movie.
I mean, because the fucking the Dark Knight.
It goes Batman 66, Dark Knight, Batman Forever.
Okay. You wouldn't do Batman Begins in there?
Eh.
I liked it.
It's fine.
But I guess you read the comics, the Frank Miller comics. You kind of know that movie.
Not really. That movie is, it pretended to have anything to do with that, but really didn't. It took some characters from it and mispronounced their names. I think that's what bothers me about those fucking movies more than anything is that they just refuse to say Ra's al Ghul's name right.
Yeah.
And it irritates me.
They say Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul. Raz or Raz. I don't know. Why are you calling him Ra's al Ghul or Ra's al Ghul?
I don't
know. It's Ra's al Ghul. It's fucking, it's established. It has a pronunciation. Mm. It's like when they made the fucking, it's like when they made the last Airbender movie and instead of calling him Aang, they called him Aang just to seem more ethnic. It's fucking stupid.
Really?
Yes.
That's stupid.
Yeah. They made a, I don't know if you ever watched, there's another one you can watch.
No, I'm
Avatar,
not watching
the last Airbender.
I'm not watching that movie.
It's a no,
the live action.
No, the cartoon. Oh. Watch the cartoon.
I got it on Blu-ray, so I got to watch it.
It's real good.
I will watch it.
It is. It's good. Mm. I enjoyed it. I watched it as a full grown adult, and I'm like, this is almost as good as Batman the Animated Series.
That's one I should watch. Is Batman?
That's on HBO Max. All of it.
Yeah,
and it's great. That show is like some episodes are silly. But some episodes, like, oh, this episode is art. This episode was written for adults.
Yeah, it was gritty.
There's shit going on in this episode. There's a message.
Yeah, like Mask of the Phantasm there.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome movie.
Yeah. Fucking, yeah. The Mr. Freeze movie episode.
I would be willing to put the Mask of the Phantasm up there in at least the top five Batman movies.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's fucking damn good.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Mark Hamill Joker is best Joker.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. And I love the Heath Ledger Joker.
Right.
Because it was just a weird take on it. And yeah. He's, fuck, I miss that guy. What a great actor.
It's too bad.
It is too bad. depression and pain pills, man.
Yep. I'll
fucking kill you.
Unchecked fucking Hollywood doctors.
Yeah. No, it's cool. He can be trusted, right?
Unchecked Hollywood doctors can be trusted?
No. The person that you're giving these drugs, that they might not necessarily be capable of taking.
Yeah, no.
Properly.
Probably not.
He'll be fine, right? That's not how that works.
Not even a little bit.
No, that's stupid.
You got any stories?
There's a whole Ukraine thing going on. That's fucking...
Haven't heard of it.
Dumpster fire.
What's going on there?
Russians are trying to invade and take over, you know, a whole country.
Oh, how's this Donald Trump's fault?
It doesn't matter because everybody's blaming everybody else. Oh, yeah. It's all Biden. Up, it's all Trump. I mean, like, maybe it's a combination of everybody's fucking policies over the last 30 fucking years.
Here's a wild...
I don't know.
Here's a wild suggestion.
Hmm.
Maybe it's Vladimir Putin's fault.
Well, there's definitely
that guy's to be blamed.
Apparently there was...
Maybe American politicians have nothing to do with what Russia decides to do with its military.
There was some news leaking that like 5,000 Russian troops surrendered because they just refused to fucking attack the capital.
Nice.
They were just like, we're not doing it. I don't know if it's been confirmed.
Did they get the decimation treatment?
I don't know.
The decimation is when in Russia, if your troops refuse to do what they're supposed to do.
These people surrendered to the Ukrainians.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, fuck yeah. The Russians were fucked, dude. There was a, and I'm sure they're not much different now. There was a podcast called Hardcore History with Dan Carlin.
I've heard of it.
And
I've not heard it, but I've heard of it.
He had an episode called Ghosts of the Ostfront, and it was World War II on the Eastern Front.
Okay.
Basically, Russia and Germany fighting against each other. And as fucking brutal as the Nazis were,
mm-hmm.
the Russians were just as, if not worse.
Yeah.
Like, if you retreated, you were fucking shot. They had a firing squad behind the front lines to kill fucking retreaters.
So the decimation is basically if your fucking people desert or run away or whatever, they kill 1 in 10 of you.
Yeah.
They kill.
Well, they might kill more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
Imperial commissars in Warhammer 40,000 are based on the Russian military because their entire job is to execute cowards.
Oh.
So to keep fucking morale up in the fucking front lines of the Imperial war machine moving, if you try to fucking run away or abandon your post, they just fucking shoot you right in the head.
It's so outrageously fucked up.
Yeah.
And like, I'm reading this stuff and people are like, oh, because there's people that think that Russia's somehow in the right.
I don't understand how.
There's
a lot of white supremacists in the Ukraine.
And that's one of the things they're justifying. Oh, Ukraine's government's really corrupt. I'm like, and the U.S. and Russia and China's isn't?
Like, what do you mean? Russia's government? What are you talking about?
I mean, all these major world powers have incredibly corrupt governments.
Vladimir Putin, he seems like a honorable and...
fuck, the United States of America, who's ran by corporations, is pretty fucking corrupt.
It's not like we've ever had our police just execute a certain class of citizens or anything here. What do you mean?
Or our fucking elected leaders just vote things based on what fucking corporations pay them to vote.
Of course not.
That never happens. Here. Fuck. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't understand the mental gymnastics it takes people to just go, yeah, that seems right. Because they're really corrupt. So fucking what? Let them be corrupt.
Yeah.
Are they corrupt and running around fucking with everybody else? Because then that's a problem. But if they're not...
So here's what you say to those people. You find out which political affiliation they are. And then you ask them if their children deserve to be bombed because of the other... Whatever president they didn't vote for.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what they're saying.
It's baffling. I got an acquaintance who lives in Kiev and he's like posting daily updates about shit.
Is that the guy's post you shared the other day?
Yeah, I shared a couple of them. And he's, him and his wife living, staying in their apartment building and just kind of holding out.
I hear the fucking Ukrainian military is giving Russia a bit of a rough go of it.
Dude, in 5 days, Russians have lost more troops than we had in 20 years in Afghanistan. In five fucking days.
Well,
see, here's the thing. And I keep hearing this, like, well, what are they going to be able to do against Russia? Russia's one of the major, biggest military powers on the planet. I'm like, Vietnam.
Yeah.
Afghanistan.
Well, here's the
Iraq.
Here's the difference between all these and Russia, possibly, based on my 1980s knowledge of Russia as the villains. We have rules of engagement. Especially when it comes to us playing political forever war.
Yeah.
Where we won't.
No, because they play the same fucking games.
See?
Because they did that in the 80s in Afghanistan. I mean, the reason the fucking Taliban was armed the way they were is because Russia was fighting a proxy war. Okay. Like, it's...
But if Russia decides it wants to end Ukraine and it just starts fucking carpet bombing with those fucking cluster MOABs...
I think they're
there's not going to be much resistance.
I mean, I think there's going to be a lot more resistance than you think.
Yeah, but if they just fucking go in with massive air raids.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Well, they've not been able to, though.
Yeah.
Because the fucking air defense system's been popping down Russian planes. They've not gained control of their airspace.
Fair enough.
So far. And, I mean, hopefully, I don't know what's going to happen. Because I guarantee we're sending some kind of aid to them. We can't not be.
If well, not, you'd think we can't not be, but...
Well, that's true.
What kind of message would that send to China if we aided Ukraine?
That we're going to aid Taiwan, then.
Right, and you can't send that message to China.
Yeah.
Because then China won't buy all our Hollywood movies.
Oh, no.
And you know what's more important to this country than anything else in the fucking world politically right now? That China buys all our Hollywood movies. So, until... You know, we don't care about China buying all our Hollywood movies. John Cena's going to bend over backwards to say China owns Taiwan.
Here's the thing with Taiwan and why we have a vested interest in keeping it separate from China.
Yeah.
Because Taiwan does most of the fucking microchip manufacturing on the planet.
I believe that.
And we do not want China to have control of that.
Yeah, we don't. But we also really want China to buy all the Avengers movies.
Yeah, that's not even...
I don't know, buddy.
It's not a drop in the bucket compared to...
You're right, but I don't know.
It's not a drop in the bucket compared to what Apple does.
We went to the Olympics. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
We went to the Olympics. We did not go to the Olympics because we're afraid to offend China at any point. We had the greatest human being alive today give oral sex to President Panda Bear.
I was disappointed with him about that.
For accidentally calling a country a country.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
So, all I'm saying is, when we don't do anything to help the Ukraine, Taiwan will no longer exist.
Yeah. Well... I certainly hope we fucking do, because, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get them some of that Iron Dome action going on.
Yeah, no shit.
I don't know if you ever saw footage of that shit. It's fucking cool.
Man.
That's the weird thing about this. Like, war is awful, destructive, and, you know, thousands and hundreds of thousands of people can die.
Yeah.
But it's, like, awesome. Like, literally awesome.
Yeah.
Like, seeing some of the shit in action. Like, yeah. Holy fuck. Like,
the technology we have built to murder each other is...
Fuck.
Inspiring.
Did you see the thing with Elon Musk?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Russians cut off fucking basically all outside communication. And people are like, hey, Elon, we need Starlink in Ukraine. He's like, yep, it's deployed.
Yeah.
We're sending fucking... They're sending whatever whatever they do to connect people.
Yeah. Like, I think they just reposition satellites over him.
Well, they have to get gear there too.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. But I mean, it's fucking crazy that one person has that kind of power.
I mean, Elon Musk is, the real world Tony Stark.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised to see him fly over there in an Iron Man suit and start blowing up Russian tanks.
God,
so,
Yeah, one of the things with Russia, though, like I was talking to Dan about this earlier, and like Russia's not doing so great. Like they don't have all the money that people might think they do.
No. Well,
because they don't fucking produce anything.
Well, it's
because
they never had, they were a broke,
yeah,
destitute communist, failing communist country.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have less than that.
Yes.
Now they have less than they had, yeah, when they were a destitute communist country.
Right.
When they were a country that was so broke that communism failed.
And then the SWIFT network booted all Russian banks off.
I don't know what that is.
Basically, if you want to do any kind of commerce,
yeah,
you have to be on the SWIFT network.
Oh, is that the thing that banned Dick Masterson?
No, that was smaller.
Got it.
But it was... like basically they can't, Russians aren't going to be able to go to the gas station and use a fucking credit card to get gas.
Nice. Well, that'll be the end of that.
Yep. So,
how long before, he has to pull those troops back to defend himself from his own people?
I don't know. It really does seem like a crazy act of desperation.
Cause I can't imagine. Look, I don't know how state media runs, and I guess maybe all state media in Russia,
the propaganda runs real is fucking
like,
deep.
Oh, dude. Ukraine fucking is killing its own citizens, just like that guy in Syria.
Well, they're just claiming everybody's neo Nazis.
Yeah,
it's the all entire right. country's ran by neo Nazis.
Fair enough.
You know, meanwhile, the country's not being ran by neo Nazis.
Maybe it is. I don't know. I've never been there.
I mean, I don't think it is. I'm pretty sure Vitaly Klitschko's not a neo Nazi.
I mean, he keeps wearing that. He has that little mustache and the red armband with the little.
No, that's not. That's not Vitaly. Oh, Adolf Hitler.
Oh,
wrong country.
My bad.
Wrong country and wrong century.
My mistake.
You're almost 100 years beyond that. Actually, you are 100 years beyond when that guy started.
Oh, my mistake.
Jesus.
I get them confused all the time.
It's fucking, I don't know. It's insane. And that's really what it fucking, I mean, a big part of that is going to be what's China's response.
China's response is going to be, that Taiwan looks awful tasty.
Yeah, we're going to have some people that are, you know, willing to, I don't know, do some shit. That is, I do agree with you though. Like, Some gal was telling me, it's all because of Donald Trump, blah, 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 Donald Trump. I'm like, then why didn't they invade when he was in office?
Yeah.
Because it would have been super easy. He'd have just opened the door for them. But
right.
Like, here you go. Have some fun. They're like, he withheld aid to Ukraine because he was trying to get dirt on Joe Biden's kid. And I'm like, well, I don't think that was entirely the story. But, you know, whatever.
But even if it was, here's the thing. Donald Trump is an insane megalomaniac.
Yeah.
And if you threaten Donald Trump with nukes, who knows? He'll be like, okay, I have more.
Yeah.
Because he's a fucking megalomaniac. He's a crazy person with a tiny dick and fucking Napoleon syndrome.
Yeah. I mean.
Which is why Russia waited till he wasn't around. Because fucking even Putin's like, maybe that guy won't do anything. Or maybe he'll just plunge the entire planet into chaos because he's a fucking psychopath.
Kim Jong-un even fucking was like, I'm going to meet this guy.
Yeah.
Because he seems like he might actually do something to me.
He seems he's fucking irrational.
Yeah.
And completely unpredictable.
It's not a good thing.
No.
But, you know, I guess in some cases it could be a good thing. Yeah. It's fucked. I feel bad for all those people there. They have to... You know, go through that. And yeah, hopefully the fucking Russian people, because there's tons of Russians getting arrested and thrown in fucking the gulag because they're protesting against the war because they don't fucking want it either. They're like, fuck this shit. Like, why are we sending our kids, you know, our young men in to fucking die for what? I mean, the big thing is it's natural resources. Not Afghanistan. Ukraine is like... high on the list on many fucking natural resources on the planet.
Really?
Number two in uranium mining.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, one of the big things about Ukraine is most natural gas going into Europe comes from Russia.
Yeah.
And all of it pipes through Ukraine.
Got it.
Like, that's a big fucking deal to the Russians to keep that running. Because that ever stops... United States and Israel have there's a gas field in the Mediterranean Sea called the Leviathan gas field. And all we need to do is pipe that up and basically go through Cyprus, which is Russian, half Russian controlled. it would cost more money, but we were more than ready to fucking do it.
Yeah.
Or just divert and go up through Ukraine.
Yeah.
But we can't. Ukraine and Syria. That was the reason Russia got involved with Syria, too, because of the pipelines.
Right.
Like, it all goes back to, you know.
To war for oil.
Selling gas. Yeah.
Yep.
It's fucked. And then I saw, I don't know, I saw a lot of people fucking, people are weird, man. Like, Tulsi Gabbard was giving her, she's talking about it, and it's just kind of like, I mean, maybe we shouldn't have pushed them to getting NATO status, whatever. Just fine. I don't know if I agree with it or not. I don't know enough about that to have an informed opinion.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, the reaction to it was like, fuck her. She's a piece of shit. Fucking bitch. I'm like, I mean, goddamn, dude. Like, she's not saying Russian's good. Yay.
Well, no, if you say anything, you're a Russian fucking spam bot.
Well, I mean, after Hillary Clinton called her a Russian fucking asset in debates, that was kind of the end of it for her.
Yeah.
Because Hillary Clinton, she's a fucking monster.
Yeah.
What a bitch. Yeah. Anyway.
This has been,
hopefully those people, come out on the good end of all this. Those Ukrainians.
Yep.
Fuck Russia. They suck. Or Vladimir Putin.
I don't fucking know.
Fuck that guy.
All right. You got anything else?
No, not really.
This has been the Loud Neighbors Podcast. Email us. We don't have any emails this week because we told everybody last week was the last episode, and so nobody wrote in.
That makes all the sense.
Email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
We're going to record tomorrow. Send all your emails in.
Actually, by the time this gets uploaded, that'll probably be accurate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God damn it.
Facebook.com/loudneighbors, loudneighbors.com. I got nothing else.
All right. This has been the Dad Neighbors.